thank you for your protection, your presence. You kept us through the week, and today we are here in front of you, worship you in the spirit and also in truth. At this moment, we pray for the lesson what you are going to study, the marriage and the family. We pray that you shower your blessing to all of us, open our heart and our family, so that the words which we can hear from that scriptures can be kept into our heart and also help us to grow and demonstrate your love to the world. We pray for the brethren who are on the way coming, that you guide them safely. We can study your ways and also we can render our worship unto you. We pray that you be with us and also end with us in successful. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, I am apologies for a little bit late. It is out of my control. So you will continue our studies, which we began, it seems like 3 weeks ago, about the marriage and the family. As we can summarize, if you want to just reflect our mind, we are studying the hard deed of marriage, and we took our lesson from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. That is the place where we are going to focus our subject of marriage and the family, the one called the heartbeat of marriage. The heartbeat of marriage. If you reflect our mind, before you can read the script, our scripture, we learn or you notice that men need companion. Men need companion. That is companionship, which was taken from Genesis chapter 18, chapter 2, verse 18. It shows us that man needs a companionship. Because, as we are going to read, God created everything on this earth, and he said it is good. But in verse 18, Genesis 2 verse 18, when he created man, God said it's not good. So by God willing, we are going to learn why God saw that it is not good for man to live alone. So last week we noticed 1 point, because I said this chapter, we are going to learn 6 points. God willing, we are going to learn 6 points. And these 6 points is our marriage supposed to be upon. That is the foundation of our marriage. So I plead with everybody to focus on this studies very well, because I'm praying that after this class, our marriage will not be the same. Our marriage will not be the same. So let's take our Bible to Genesis chapter 2 and just reflect our mind from 18 to 25. If somebody has opened it, you can help us. 18 to 25.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called the living creature, that was the name Jehovah. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to all the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found helpmate for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his rib and closed up the flesh instead of the other. And the rib which the Lord God has taken from man made him a man, a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She has been called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they are not ashamed."
Thank you, Brother Luke. And this is a very powerful lesson. What we are going to say, we are going to take 6 points, and this is going to be our foundation of every marriage. Because if you miss this one, you will not understand what the marriage is. Because God, in verse 18, he said, God saw. In verse 18, he said, and the Lord said, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help me for him." So it's only God who saw his creation, and he said, "This is not good. It's not good for man to live alone." So last week we learned something about companionship. God saw that it's not good. So man needs companionship in our marriage. So, we describe companionship as what? Companionship, last week, because if you are refreshing our mind, what companionship is? Can somebody help us to, because we need to know this particular thing, companionship. What is companionship is all about? Yes, because we have already discussed this one. In verse 18, you took a 1 point from here, that and the Lord said, Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. It's not good for a man. It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him help me for him. So you draw our first point, which is companionship. So what is the meaning of that word? That word companionship. We explained last week.
Close the gap of loneliness.
Closing gap of loneliness.
Okay. Being close together, or being friendship.
Yeah. So, if you want to understand companionship, that's why we read our verse in Proverbs chapter. You read some verse, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, because it's the Bible who is going to give the meaning. Because Proverbs 27, verse 17, let's read it. Proverbs 27, verse 17.
Yeah. Iron sharpened iron. So a man sharpened to the countenance of his friend.
So how do you explain companionship? Because here Solomon is saying iron sharpened iron. So if you are speaking about companionship, how do you explain this issue? Because if iron is need to sharpen iron, for explaining companionship with this particular verse, what are you going to bring about? Is helper or helping somebody to what? To improve. Helping somebody to improve. That is all about companionship. Companionship is helping, one is helping the other to what? To improve.
That is why Proverbs 27 verse 17 is explaining all it's about. It's that iron is what? Sharpening iron. So what is the meaning? The meaning is a woman, which is my wife, it is her responsibility to help me to what? To improve. And it is my also obligation to help my husband to what? To improve. That is why Proverbs is saying, iron sharpen iron. So the companionship is what? Helping others to improve. So God noticed that it is not good. Adam needs somebody to help him to what? To improve. To become a better person. To improve. Let's take our Bible to 1 Peter 3 verse 7. 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Because this one, you see, we are still on the number one, which is companionship. Let's see what Peter said in 1 Peter 3 verse 7.
Likewise, we husbands, when we dwell according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker person, and as being held together of the grace of life, that your prayer may not be done.
Yeah, so it's the same thing that Proverbs is saying. So if you didn't do that, if you don't help each other, if you don't notice that a woman and a man, they are grow in it as companionship. You see, even our prayers at times will be what? Will be hindered. You see, so it is very important to understand the deep need of each other. It is very important for us to understand the deep need of each other. Help me. We explain that it is what? Help me is what? Answering. Because that particular time, Adam needs somebody to what? To answer him. You see, we explain that not only Adam will always respond or do anything Adam will say, but in that particular moment, Adam needs somebody who answer it. Why he asked God? Look, God gave him opportunity to name everything, animals, all this thing. But Adam himself noticed that he didn't get anybody, because Adam himself noticed that he needs something, but he don't know actual thing he's supposed to be. So companionship is very, very important as our marriage, as compared to our marriage. She must render herself a helper. The woman must render herself as what? A helper. Most of the time, you define the word helper in the wrong motive. She is there to what? To help me. That is why Proverbs has also said, iron is sharpening what? Iron. So it's the same thing. So let us consider our second point. This is our first point. First point is men needs of companionship. So let's read, maybe today you also follow, bring 1 point, because as I have already done, you didn't start on time. So let's take our Bible also to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. For us to learn another point God wants us to do. Because God said it is not good for man to be alone. So God is explaining why it is not good for man to live alone. One is what? Man needs of companionship. So let's take our Bible to Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. And we have to draw our second point.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was his name, Jehovah. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to all the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found and help meet for him. And the Lord God comes.
Verse 19, up to verse 20. You have covered it. So, this verse 19 and 20, we need also to draw a point from there. What God wants to tell us. He said, verse 19, he said, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every flow of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl and the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. So what lesson can you draw from this particular passage? Can you draw some lesson from this particular passage? Because the first one in verse 18, you have noticed you draw one lesson, which is companionship. So far what you have read, can you draw a lesson from this one? What lesson are you going to draw from it?
God created everything, just animals and everything that he created and gave it to Adam to name them. Understand, the Bible says we are two.
Yeah.
Female and male.
Yeah.
And then male.
Male and female.
So, Adam was alone.
Yeah.
That's why God said we need a companion. Because if he has created everything to, and he created Adam as well as the same as the animals and everything that surrounded him. So, to me, God, he has cheated Adam. So, he had to do something for him to
thank you for your idea, but we explained in the initiary that God wants Adam, you see, God wants Adam to know the insufficiency, you see, because at times God gives us ability to think. So it is where God allow, it's not about cheating or something, but God allow us a person, Adam, to notice something for himself as well, you see. And one thing is, Adam noticed that he's alone, you see. So he need somebody as compassion. And God want Adam to notice that Sophia, that when the moment he brought Eve, you see how Adam start the speak Adam say. So what lesson can you learn from here, please?
I'm looking at the account of authority.
Authority? Yeah, authority has this one. It can be that one. But for faster my lesson, because I said this one we need to, because he said the points we are going to draw is like what? Diamond, you are looking it from different angle, and it look like similar answers. So here, one thing we can learn from here is that Adam and Eve, they are what? The best friends. They are the best friends. Look, the mistake a lot of knowledge people will do is, at times in our affairs, you have friends to discuss with them our business and all these things. But one thing you fail to do is what? To communicate or to let our wife and husband what? Know. As compared to this one, Adam and Eve, they are what? The best friends. They are the best friends because to a certain that what Adam, what purpose, what thinking of Adam, or Adam not, need to know everything from Eve, and Eve also have to know everything from Adam. So two of them become what? The best friends. Brother, it is true that animals, dogs, are men's best friend. It is true that dogs and animals are the men's best friend. In the initially, God noticed that Adam and Eve supposed to be what? The best friends. Not friends, but what? The best friends. They are the best friends. So anything which Adam is planning, Eve supposed to know, and anything which Adam and Eve also is doing, Adam supposed to know, because what? Because they are what? The best friends. That's why I'm asking that, is it true that dog really man's best friend? Is it, we call animals like dolphins, I think you know that. They say they are what? More intelligent. They are very intelligent, these animals. They are very intelligent. They are very close to human beings. And even monkeys and all these things, these animals are very what? They are very intelligent. But is it true that these animals are men's best friends? No. Because if you read again, he said, verse 19, he said, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every flow of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. So why Adam? Because Adam didn't call anybody a woman. Adam noticed that no animals, all these things, even all of their intelligence and all these things, they are not level to a human being. So before our marriage can be successful, we have to see our wives as we are best friends. And we have to see our husband as what? One of our best friends. Because that is very, very important. Only woman is true friend. What you're supposed to notice that only woman is what? Is a true friend, not animals and all these things. So men and women, they become best friends when what? They grieve together, they become best friends, and it is our obligation for us to know what is going on, because there is no hidden anything. So the lesson you can draw from here is what? Is what? The best friends. They are the best friends. Only women and men, only women is the true friend. Hearing God state in verse 18 that it is not good for man to be alone, because he noticed that Adam is alone. So he what? Brought Eve to Adam. So Adam, Eve became what? A best friend to what? To Adam. And we have to notice that At times, our marriage to be successful, we need to consider our parent, our wife as companionship and as what? Their best friends. They have to notice anything which is going on in our life. We need to disclose every fact. to them, not hating things. And we, if you move forward, you draw some points which will support what I'm saying this one very well, because we do not to hide anything from our wives and our husband. He said, but Brother Tom, I will let you come in, but let me, I want to finish this one. So we should appreciate the friendship of Eve, because although it is we who went and made that proposal and formed the thing, and we notice that it is God who has joined us together. You read something from even Matthew chapter 19 when it comes about marriage and remarriage and all these things, maybe in future lessons. But as here, one thing we have to notice that men and women, they are the best friends. So, Doto, if you want to ask something.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I just appreciate the way you were putting the lesson step by step. But so that we can take the message home,
yeah,
and it can really impact us,
yeah,
I would like that you give example, practical example,
yeah,
to demonstrate or to relate. For example, you were talking about being best friend.
Yeah.
What does best friend mean?
Yeah.
And give scenarios, practical, real life scenarios, so that we can relate it to ourselves.
Yeah.
It will not just be we are reading it and we go without connecting with the message.
Yeah, that's very good. But one thing is, if you remember, I said this lesson is going to be all of it. So if you notice a point which is going to help the lesson, you need to bring it out. It's not, I said we are going to consider 6 points, but maybe you can even add some points to this 6 points which I have prepared to come and teach. You see, so as we are practicing marriage and the family, or maybe I have brought this as they are the best friend, but you can even bring another thing which will work, be similar like this, or most important like this. You see, so best friend, we know what a friend is. We know what a friend is, because a friend, that's why Bible is saying wife and husband supposed to be best friends. A friends are the people who you take time to what? To share our ideas, to speak with freely, because it seems like at times we don't hide anything with our friends. You see, so we discuss our friends, our future, our business, our works, and what is it. We have time to discuss with it. But I'm saying, why you fail to discuss with our wives and husbands? Because we're supposed to know that men and women, we are the best friend. So let's carry on. He said, he named them the appropriate names, realizing they were not compatible to him. Notice, not one evil woman. That's why I was saying that both Adam get opportunity, God gave him opportunity to name every creature. And Adam take a time to name every one. And the woman, nobody named the woman. So God presented this to Adam to him. So our next point, let's consider our next point so that we end our lesson here. Maybe you will not finish this one, but you just learn or wherever you can. Yeah. Let's read verse 2:21 to 22. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. Let's learn one important thing from you. If you couldn't finish, you will not finish because it's 35. So today I want us to give more room so that if anyone have a question or contribution, you can share together.
21.
Yeah.
And the Lord God caused a big sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed off the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man.
Thank you.
Unto the man.
Unto the man. Thank you. So I want us quickly to take our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 to 12. 1 Corinthians, before you mention our next point. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Well, that is supposed to read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7 to 12.
For the man is dead, ought not to cover his head. For as much as his name is the glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. 11. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. 12.
Yeah.
For as a woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God.
Yeah, thank you. So let's go back and read for this one, because here the Paul is explaining that man comes from what? Woman, and woman comes from men. So it seems like he is repeating, if you read very careful, verse 12, you see, verse 11, you say, nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. Verse 12, you say, for as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 2 again, because I want us to see a similar thing. Because Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 to 22. It says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. So, what lesson can you learn from here? And then we want to just mention it. God willing, you will continue. What lesson can you learn from here? Because
unity.
That is very good idea. But this is our next point. Unity is our next point. Yeah. What lesson can you learn from Corinthians? In 1 Corinthians also. 11, 7 to 12 is also saying that in the same manner, men also come from what? Women. So what lesson can you learn from here?
Dependence.
Good. Dependence. Yeah, that one is very good, but I need
headship.
Huh?
Headship.
What?
Headship.
Headship. Headship.
And
equal. But can you I need some particular way, one way, one. Understand that?
God's order of authorship, you know, the way God planned